Most people don't see museums and planes going hand in hand. In fact, just exactly how can a massive fighter jet fit in your average museum exhibit? But for the March Air Field Museum, that is exactly what they've done. It's the March Air Reserve Base Museum, or if you're an old-timer, the March Field Museum. In addition to the 70 aircraft and more than 30,000 artifacts in the museum, they've also taken on a new executive director. KVCR's Natalia Estrada spoke with the museum's president and newcomer, Paul Hammond, about what to explore at this historic site.
Airplane and aviation technology has had a huge impact on the Riverside area. And Jamil Dada, president of March Airfield Museum, says it has to do with the military's history in the Inland Empire.
And if this base had not been here the last 98 years, this whole region, Riverside, Marina Valley, would not have grown the way it has. So this base has sustained this community for almost 100 years.
This is important when it comes to newcomer Paul Hammond, who grew up in the Southern California area and has an extensive background in transportation technology. This month, he starts his new job as the executive director for the March Airfield Museum.
When I was a kid, we would go to Los Angeles International. You can't do this anymore because they blocked it off. But where the runway goes out over the ocean, you know, basically, we would drive up into that little neighborhood that's missing and just park there and watch the planes go over. And I didn't really think that much of it until I got a little bit older and I realized, well, that was actually pretty neat. You can't do that anymore. They don't let you get that close to planes taking off.
As far as his favorite plane, Hammond says the B-52 is something that he has a personal connection to.
B-52 outside in the yard, because I know my dad worked on that design, mm-hmm. has been one of my favorites. And those were flying out of March when I started down at the Railway Museum, and a lot of the times I'd be working under the flight path as they were landing.
But March Airfield Museum isn't just about history. It's also about showcasing a rather new development. Brace yourself for the drones. Before being commercialized as toys, these massive robot aircrafts were and are still used in modern warfare.
This is the remotely piloted aircraft.
It looks like a toy, a giant toy.
It looks like a giant toy, but this is the kind of aircraft that we use when you hear about us making a strike. If we take out somebody remotely, guess what?
It's this?
It's usually this these days. And it's very quiet. And it evades radar. So this thing can strike fear. That's technology has taken us here today.
While March Airfield has plenty to offer as far as special exhibits, one that focuses on women pilots throughout history, patriotism, which is quite popular in the region for having the seventh largest veteran population in the nation, and plenty of new technology to explore, this museum still has the potential to grow.
This is a very visible museum. It's along Highway 215 here. Of course, the new Metrolink commuter service just opened out to Paris. So there's all these people passing by the museum. Riverside County, of course, is one of the fastest growing areas. This whole Inland Empire is in the whole U.S. And there's a very young population here. So that's going to be people looking for things to do.
And one of those things to do could be exploring Riverside County's extensive history on aviation and aircraft technology. Natalia Estrada, KVCR News.